This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson of Soccer Down here. We are coming to you live here in the 11 o'clock hour from the Kia Studios. And my oh my. We've been here before, haven't we? Today, it was a late equalizer. John, it was so late, the other team didn't even have a chance to come back and find a winner. Atlanta United comes back home with a point. They find the draw with Austin FC late, 92 minutes to be exact, before Jamal Touré, and a great team goal, and we're going to break it all down, but a really nice team goal, and we'll give some golf claps along the way. But, John, your initial thoughts on this team for the second week in a row, and forget what happened against Chicago where you ended up getting 0 points, fighting and fighting and fighting and continuing to try and stay in this. There is no quit, and today they got a point because of it.
All right, all right, all right. You got the point, and that's the big thing, is that you continue to fight, and our player of the match is the personification of that. It may not necessarily come through in all of the statistical lines that we'll go through in mentioning this particular player, but you saw guys grinding it out there in the convection oven. I'll take that line from Mike. Convection oven of Q2 Stadium, you end up with a point.
Yeah, you heard Mike talking about the fitness of Miguel Almirón late in that match. Now, he was integral in that goal that tied things up, and you already kind of teased it, so let's go ahead and get right to it. Who do you have for man of the match tonight?
Matt Edwards, for playing the full 90 minutes and going through the numbers, courtesy of our friends at SofaScore. Two clearances on the night, had a tackle, won two duels on the night as well, 32 of 37 passing at 86%, completed his one long ball attempt. And with Matt, you saw someone who was trying to create up the right-hand side as much as he possibly could, and he was the one who was one of the ones who was showing emotion late. I made a point to write down several times. I see Edwards, Matt Edwards, Matt Edwards, and Edwards showing emotion in the 88th minute, trying to will everyone forward.
We'll get to a statistical recap in a moment, but we want to hear the words of Ronnie Dial, who's already taken the podium there at Q2 Stadium. That sounds like a musical instrument. I'm not going to lie. Some connection issues there. So let's go ahead and get to it then. Statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. And the numbers aren't necessarily as great as you would want them to be. And again, we'll have time to delve through it, the 30 minutes, what happened at the hydration break and beyond that. But the full-time statistics, possession 54 to 46% in favor of Austin. Shots 15-8 in favor of Austin. Fine. They're irrelevant if they're not close. Shots on goal, just a 6-5 edge. And here we go. You know, my favorite numbers. The XG, 1.1 for Austin and 1.6 for Atlanta. And I think the basis of this, and we can go back to what I was talking to you, John, about at various stages of the pregame show of the Five Stripes Countdown, is I just want this team to feel and look a little bit dangerous. Now, the next step after feeling dangerous is to actually convert. But there were stretches early in this game, especially the first 30 minutes before the first hydration break, before Alston started to take control of this game, where they looked dangerous. Obviously, Miguel Almiron, a 50-50 chance there on a one-on-one. Keeper makes a good save. Maranchuk, I think it was, got a nice shot off there from range. A little bit later, we saw Ronald Hernandez take a shot from deep. But there were times and moments where they felt dangerous. Again, ultimately in those moments, it didn't come out to a goal, but they at least felt dangerous, at least felt like a step. Let's see if we got those issues cleared up with Ronnie Dyla.
Had nothing, and we had a long way to go, keeper with Miggy. But we need to keep the ball better when we do it. That's been something we have talked about the whole season.
You played the back three center backs again, same formation you used in the past game. What is it about this formation that you're liking, perhaps just on the road compared to
previous matches? We have to stop from conceding 2 and 3 goals in every game we play. So that's the number one. And we need to protect our back four a little bit better, especially away. But we can play both formation, and that's very, very good. And we saw now when we last weekend, I was on the weekend against Chicago, we got to back four, and then we also get the goal, but then also we conceded chances. This time we get a goal, we didn't concede any chances, so that's a progress. So if you can build on this, that's, as you say, that's important. It's a way, get 1 point is good, and now we have to come home and looking forward to play in front of our fantastic fans and perform a good performance. That's what we want to do, and then we'll see if we can get a victory.
I want to ask you about the job Jay Fortune did for you today, come in as a wing back and then turn into a fullback, but consistently got the team high up the field. Is that something you could see him do more of, being a bit of a Swiss Army knife?
He did everything you asked for, you know. You know, he's from composure, he's strong, he takes people on, he wins challenges, he has legs, you know. This is our future. That's how we need to have many of the others has to, that boldness we need to have more of. That's because that's the only way to be champions. That is our goal. So and he can play in different positions. That's also very, very good. So he's been excellent for us the last 3-4 games, and I think he's just the start of something for him.
Another one who I thought had a lot of personality on the field was Matt Edwards, another guy you've used in a lot of different positions. He had to come into the middle of the back line at the end. Was it just fatigue that forced that change?
Yeah, because he can get cramp, so that was better that he get. Then we could have Noah to run, and he can stay. So that was done. That's good that they can play both positions, so they can change like that. But also very, very happy with Miggy. The two last games, I think he's been a leader. He's the one that also have the touch, that can do something on the ball. He works really hard. So you know, I see Miggy better and better now. It's a good thing. So it's some positive things to take with us.
Yeah, how important do you think it is that Almiron and Lobjanice assist on that goal? Does that kind of help get them going a little bit confidence-wise?
That's important, you know, these moments, that's what we need. And we had a great moment in the first half when he was alone with the goalkeeper, it was close. And then we also had a moment there in the second half when Saba come on, had a moment. Jamal comes on, but very positive. So that makes us stronger. So we need to build on this. But now we need to restitute everything. We use every second, every of the every day.
Well, look, we're going to talk about what Miggy did, what Saba did, Tia Ray, and some of the other players as well. I want to focus here for a second just on the vibes of Ronnie Dyla and how different it sounds today from what we heard after the match Saturday in Chicago. This is a guy, and I also want to preface it with this. I don't want to hear about what happened to the Atlanta United that we expect to take 3 points on the road. Like, guys, this is not what that team is right now. They may ultimately get to a point where we're a little bit ashamed that you can only grab a point on the road. That's not where this team is now, and I think Ronnie Dyla is absolutely right to be in the mindset and the headspace that he is in after taking a point on the road, especially considering what happened against Chicago. You could tell he's a little bit upbeat just by hearing his voice, just by how complimentary. I mean, look, John, I told you on Monday on the Soccer Down Here podcast, he called the team soft three times in about 2 minutes on Saturday afternoon into the evening in the postgame.
Yeah.
That didn't happen here. He's got a totally different vibe, and I think it's the right way to approach this. This needs to feel it's not a win. We understand that, but it's a little bit of a win, and I think he's kind of approaching that vocally with how he sounds tonight. Forget about what he said, just how he sounds.
Eight-letter word, progress. And he said that in the – and it, you know, you always make the point of John's writing feverishly over here. And
you
so
take notes. I go off vibes.
Absolutely take notes. So progress, eight-letter word. You want to build on this. 1 point is good, but now – and you want to perform a good performance coming back home. So you look,
and a shout-out to the home fans trying to get them hyped up in advance as well.
And shout-out to the fans that made the trip to Q2 to go into the convection oven because there were a lot on the flight out there. But progress, take the eight-letter word that Ronnie Dyla had tonight, build on that, and take as best care of yourself as humanly possible getting ready for a tough Philly team on the weekend.
Atlanta United will eventually be coming home with a point, but of course they're going to stick around for the unified match against Austin FC, and that team looking to stay undefeated as well over the past couple of seasons. Well, we're going to try and keep an eye on the live stream here as well. But when we come back, I want to really get into what we saw from Tia Ray. We'll take a listen back to that goal. It's part of the highlights brought to you by Scana. We'll hear the goal, then we'll kind of break it down and talk about some of the other performances as well. Possibly check in for a player to take the post-game podium as well. He is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. We got my man Garrett Chapman hanging out with us as well, looking sharp in the Atlanta United jersey. Full-time report continues in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson recapping what was a 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. They do find a goal late, which means they find a point to bring back home as well. Let's take a listen because I want to break down the goal itself here and kind of the key contributors. So let's go ahead and get to it. It's one of the highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. That is Scana Energy. And the guy who brought the energy early was Brandon Vazquez, obviously a former striker here in Atlanta United. You and I chuckling it up as he stood.
I harumph at your Brandon Vazquez reference.
You and I were chuckling it up as he stood over this ball for a free kick. Oh, he's going to send it into the third row, fourth row, fifth row. He sent it into the upper 90, I believe.
Standing to the left of the ball as Biro peels away. Vazquez from 27 yards out. Action at the goal to our right. He's up to it. Goes straight for goal. Score! A rocket into the right upper 90. And here we go again.
Really good strike there from Vazquez. A couple of things working against Atlanta here. It was so central that Goose really didn't have the obvious set the wall up at the near post. He kind of chose to set it up at the far post, and maybe that's what cost him. He almost got it. I mean, he did get
he
a hand
get a
to
paw
it,
on it but, yeah.
But he almost was able to keep it out. I mean, it would not have taken much more of a touch from him to prevent that. But all in all, you have to give credit to Vazquez. It's a brilliantly hit goal. And so there it was. In the 54th minute, just 10 after halftime, they go up. Austin does 1-0, and it takes a while. It takes almost 40 full minutes, but in the end, in stoppage time, in the heat, Atlanta United finds an equalizer.
Brad pitches over the top for TRA, who's grabbed. He still knocks it down to Almarone. Almarone, Biggie, pops to the head to Sabat, the penalty spot. Tough angle, cross shot, score! TRA at the back post! 4.5 minutes to play, and it looks like Atlanta United has found an equalizer.
So a couple things to break down here, John, and let's just go back. Miggy's touch to Saba is pristine. And for a guy who's been criticized by me and many others, and for a guy that Jason and Mike were talking about, hey, man, we're like 90-something minutes in. I don't know what he's got left. He found something. Mm-hmm. It's an outstanding ball to spring Saba on the right side, just outside of the post there. Saba with the patience and the footwork to then look for another guy who's got some fresh legs that's able to make the run in Jamal Touré. And you have to give credit here to Touré, not just for the touch, to stay on sides. It is a razor-thin margin from where Saba's ball across the goal mouth is to TRA staying on sides. I thought live it actually may have been off. They looked at it relatively quickly and said, it's a good goal. You got to credit all three contributors here, Miggy and Saba with the assist, Jamal TRA with the tap-in goal. 92 minutes in, Atlanta United finds an equalizer.
Austin's back line committed. You saw the two center backs for Austin crash to Miggy. Miggy found the gap between the two of them to find Saba over at the far post. And Saba had a very small window to try to get it back from one side to the other to find Jamal at the far post as he crosses it from right to left. And Jamal ends up with the slam dunk at 90+2. So full credit trying to create something at the bitter end across the board from those three.
It was a much needed goal here for Atlanta United, and half joking, half kind of serious in regards to Austin didn't have time to equalize or take a winner. We saw that against Chicago.
What, three it was, and a half minutes, I think.
So yeah, it was so late at this point, and I know Mike and Jason were maybe Atlanta United can. I'm like, no, man, just let it go. Let it go. Take the point, man. We're all right. Let's just take the point.
You're sitting there and you're trying to wind the clock a little faster. It's like, can we fast forward this movie a little bit?
I was trying to do it over the weekend against Chicago, and the team had other ideas. And if that's what it takes, that they physically just there's not going to be the time to do it, then so be it. But it is a massive point. It really is. And look, we're not trying to sit here and say all things are fixed now because you got a 1-1 draw against Austin FC, but it certainly makes you feel a little bit better, and hopefully you can see things start to turn around. Let's talk here, John, about one of the continuing issues for Atlanta United, and this is now the second time in three games, I want to say, where you have looked good through a half hour, and the other team has completely taken control afterwards. Now, today was a little bit different, maybe, if you want to make the argument that the hydration break killed the momentum, and maybe there was a little bit of extra coaching being done from the Austin side, and maybe that adjustments at that time gave them an advantage, but they also came out of halftime with that same advantage. You got 30 minutes out of this formation, and then the other team took over. That continues to be a problem. We talked about it in the pregame, the Five Stripes Countdown. Find a way to look like that for 90 minutes. Tonight, another problem doing that.
Yeah, you had Latte Lott with three key passes in the first 30. Basically, if you use the hydration break as your marker, Latte Lott had three key passes in that first 30, and then you get into the numbers in the second half, and that number of key passes didn't budge. And you saw that Austin was in the ascendancy at the tail end of the first half. They continued to try to press, and Atlanta United did not answer the bell late first half, early second half, but Austin did not until you had the Brandon Vasquez free kick put the ball in the back of the net. So you were able to manage your way through it. You weren't creating anything, but Austin wasn't scoring either, which Austin fans have seen all season long. And it just got to that point to where 30 minutes, and I don't know what it is. It was that marker. And then coming out of the hydration break, things just ended up flipping, and Austin was the one who was in the ascendancy at that point to get you to halftime and then to get the one-goal lead.
When we come back here on the Full-Time Report, we need to give compliments to one more Atlanta United player that we really haven't talked about enough just yet. We also got our eye on the Unified game that is now underway there. You can find that on atlutd.com/live. Of course, our good friend Madison Cruz is on the broadcast team along with Joe Freihoffer. So
Maddie and the Hoff calling the Unified game.
We've got our eyes on it, as do over 1,000 viewers on Twitter. You can find it on Twitter, also atlutd.com/live. The Unified team, undefeated over the past two seasons, and able to stay undefeated in their first match this season a couple weeks ago against Nashville, trying to look at it again today. We'll keep an eye on this, but also I got to hand out some more compliments on the other side. He is John Nelson, Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. This is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson here. We're going to hear from Jamal Thiare in a couple of moments. But I want to give credit to Brad Guzan once again, because I think we saw it. Now, ultimately, it didn't matter against Chicago because they found a second goal. But I think we saw it tonight. I mean, there were some instances. And not every save was his best, by the way. But they kept most of them out of the net with the exception of that free kick. And you certainly think of a great through ball for Austin that put a man in one-on-one, and Goose was able to make a last-ditch effort, really, kick save to keep it out of the net. And that, at the time, I think it was still scoreless at the time. And so he had another good game, John. It's just, I don't want to, like, repeat it every single time that we're here, but I just can't believe the form he's still in at his age, coming off the injury that he came off of. I just, you know, Mother Nature. And,
it gives us all hope.
Yeah, well, I hurt my calf just jogging up Peachtree today, so I don't know how much hope I got. But I mean, it is really, really nice to see him in this sort of form, and another display today. If not for the job done by Goose today, throughout the course of this game, you don't have the opportunity to find an equalizer. Because, again, and I don't care what the XG says, it could have been 2-0 or 3-0 at various points in this game.
Had back-to-back saves in the 37th and the 38th. The first shot on target that Austin had was in the 37th minute. Then you had the save that was through the mass of bodies, and it had the deflection, and Brad was going to the near post to try and save it, but because of the deflection, you had the spin and taking the speed off of it, and you had that save. Then he also had the one in the 44th, and then the Bukhari moment at 45+2, to where you had all of that activity in the first 45 minutes for Brad alone, four saves officially on the night. But his presence once again was there to keep Atlanta United engaged as they were trying to chase after the eventual equalizer that they did get.
Yeah, and again, if it weren't for Goose, you wouldn't have TRA's goal being as meaningful as it was. Essentially, one goal equaled 1 point in today's match. Let's actually hear from the man that has helped bring home a point, Jamal Thiare.
We need to help the team turn the season into a more positive direction.
Yeah, I think the goal is not the most important. I wanted just to help the team and help my teammate. And that's how I can help. And I knew when we're going to have one or two opportunities to score, and be here, and that's happened on the goal.
Let's talk quite a bit about differences between the ending of the Chicago match and this match. What were some of the differences that were important to you?
Yeah, I think the difference is the mentality. We have to do better. And we knew before the game, everybody going to do something better to help the team. That's it tonight. And we knew exactly what exactly we need to escort, to give everybody energy. The player here start, or the player is on the bank. And when the coach called them, they just coming to give something better for the team.
How bad was the heat and the humidity tonight? How was that affecting y'all?
I think
the temperature.
I knew this temperature because when I was younger, I play for in Africa, but it's not easy for us. And I think already tonight for the temperature is very hot, but we wanted just to have something 1 point or 2 point, but tonight. 1 point, it's good. We're just trying to keep going, continue to work hard, and
There's Jamal Thiaré and a couple of interesting things early we'll get to. I do like the bit at the end though. He's like, I don't know, man. Like, we both played in the heat, them, us. I'm from Africa, so not a big deal to me. But that's how it goes, and I think that is something. It's not like Atlanta's the only team that has to deal with the heat there. Austin, obviously. On the same playing surface at the same time. But I did find earlier in the comments there from TRA, John, some awareness of, hey, we're not going to have that many opportunities. They're up 1-0. They're going to do what they can to hold that 1-0. That means park the bus, then park the bus. So we've got to maximize our opportunities. And again, a brilliant ball from Miggy to break down the defense, a brilliant ball from Saba, patience to find TRA streaking in, and an outstanding job again from TRA to stay on sides there. But they did maximize the opportunities there late, two of them being new substitutes onto the pitch as well.
Yeah, and Jamal, when he was in that Q&A, he knew what his task was, to score, to give energy, and to do better than they did at the end of the matchup against Chicago. So you end up with check, check, and double check from Jamal there going 1, 2, and 3, and we have an update from Q2. We are at the interval, goalless, Austin FC and Atlanta United Unified, by the way.
I wasn't sure if it was like halftime or they're doing hydration breaks still. I didn't know which one. But Atlanta United Unified, they've had an opportunity or two to score. I think the Austin goalkeepers got some clean hands. A nice job out of him. And then Atlanta United, just the Unified squad stopped a breakaway.
Yep.
Really nice job by the keeper to get big.
Yep. Harden with the save and to keep it goalless. And you've got Marty Jellamy and his crew and the Austin FC and their crew. First ever visit for the Unified team to Austin.
I think it's going to open up. I think that the Unified squad's going to find a goal or two. They've been the more dangerous side. They've been threatening. And hopefully Unified doesn't falter the same problems that the first team does, where 30 minutes is all they've got for dominance, and then they cede it. Hopefully they can keep that up. When we come back here on the Full-Time Report, we'll take another look at the out-of-town scoreboard, as they say. Some interesting results across the MLS tonight. So we'll have some fun breaking those down. We'll also start to turn the page just a little bit towards Saturday, as Atlanta United is going to host the Philadelphia Union. So a lot still to come on the Full-Time Report. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson of Soccer Down here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. John Nelson of Soccer Down here. Abe Gordon hanging out with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Full-Time Report, Atlanta United and Austin FC, a 1-1 draw. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000, but I do feel, I say this last week against Chicago, I say it today, in the form that Brad Guzan appears to be in, I think some clean sheets are coming. There have been a couple of clean sheets over the course of the night in the MLS. It is what, match day 13, I believe. And we'll run through what's happened so far, and a couple games still in action as well. But earlier tonight, DC United and NYCFC played to a scoreless draw. Montreal held a lead against Columbus, but the Crew did find a road equalizer to also split the points there in that one. The big old Barneys, the purple team,
mm-hmm,
as you call them,
purple team,
at home, took care.
Because the only way that you can reference them is if you go Orlando. That's the only way that you can do it. if you mention them by the city.
See, I'm everyone else is anti Orlando, and that's fine. Yeah. I'm anti Charlotte, and I'm all right.
So this was an entire anti match for you.
I just want Charlotte to falter a little bit, and they did today. 3-1 on the road there, Interinco Stadium to Orlando. Crazy game between the Los Angeles Galaxy and the Philadelphia Union. The LA Galaxy carry what? A 2-0 lead into halftime.
Mm-hmm.
By the 50th minute, I want to say, it was 2-2. It stayed 2-2 pretty much the rest of the game.
Yeah.
One of the last kicks of the game is a header in goal for the Philadelphia Union. We talked about it at the time. Maybe a little bit of bad juju, bad vibes for Philly before they come to Atlanta. But instead, they're riding high after a final minute go-ahead goal at home there, Subaru Park. So,
how else can you lose a match if you're LAG? Yeah.
And so that is what we are dealing with on Saturday. FC Cincinnati beats Toronto up north of the border 1-0. Houston at home takes care of Minnesota 2-0. Nashville at home beats the Red Bulls 2-1. Rough go for both sides, really. But Sporting KC and St. Louis City, some weird goals in this one, but it ends 2-2. Obviously, you know what happened between Atlanta and Austin. We've been talking about it for the better part of 45 minutes. Portland and Real Salt Lake into a scoreless draw as
yeah,
well.
We're like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of goals scored in that one.
That was a you thing.
Well, of course it was. So this is traditionally, when you hear me say something, go and run in the exact opposite direction. So if I tell you, well, do this, no, go the other way, and then that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, to be fair, you were on top of it with San Jose, Inter-Miami. We'll talk about that one in just a moment. Is still in action, all these in the 60th minute or close to it. Seattle trails LAFC there in LAFC. But just real quick, point of order.
Sure.
Not a fan of the fact that Toronto plays at BMO Field.
Sure.
And LAFC plays at BMO Stadium.
Well, you couldn't have, well, since BMO Stadium was the second one that was sponsored by that particular bank, you couldn't have them both be, well, BMO Field North and BMO Field West. And you know,
I just don't, as we learned earlier, I had trouble with my directions.
That way, so the one that is, you know, like in the direction of where the sun is right now, where it's heading, the west.
Yeah.
That's the stadium. Since they were second, they couldn't be BMO Field. Also,
it shouldn't be BMO.
No, I'm with you.
By the way, I went to on a baseball trip a couple of weeks ago, and I luckily missed one of the games. And I appreciate Garrett, who's here tonight, filling in for me that night. We got Truist Park here with Atlanta. The Charlotte Knights play at Truist Field. And I don't like to double down on that.
Once again, the second one in the barn, you don't get first choice of name. Oh, we do have an update, by the way, from Q2. Austin FC has scored 1-0 second half against Atlanta.
Oh, boy. They got to come back. Colorado is trailing San Diego right now 2-0. And then Inter-Miami scored 32 seconds into this game. San Jose equalized 2 minutes later. So by the third minute, it was already 1-1. It is now 3-3 as they head near the 60th minute.
They got a half hour left. We'll catch the end of this one on the way home.
Yeah, San Jose keeping pace right there. Before we turn the page to this weekend's match against the Philadelphia Union, Jason Longshore, among the assembled media, had a chance to catch up with your man of the match, John Nelson, Matt Edwards.
How are you feeling at this point after that?
Yeah, I'm a little tired. It was a long 90 minutes for sure. It was hot, but just happy we came away with something out of this game. I feel like we deserved something, but it was good to finally, you know, something to sort of go our way, but now you just got to take the next step to get 3 points.
You made a late run, I think it was your last play at right back, yeah. Right wing back, and then moved into the middle, just cramping up.
Yeah, just tired legs, just a little bit of fatigue in my legs, so, but... It was okay. I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah. There was a sequence on a corner that team won, and I noticed you were the first one to react. You were pumping your fist. You were going around to everybody multiple times in that whole sequence before the corner. How much does it mean to you personally just to get something out of this game and take it back home?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in Atlanta for a while, and we've had dark times, and I don't like being a part of those, so I want to – be one of the guys that can change the culture and change how the group is performing, or whatever I can add to the group, I want to add. And it just felt like we were down a little bit in that moment, and my goal was to get everybody back in the game and get our heads back up, because it felt like we were down a little bit. So I just wanted to add something to the game. If that's my purpose on the team, that's my purpose.
We've talked about it before. I mean, I feel like your role is changing right in front of us in this team. Do you feel comfortable standing up and yelling at guys and trying to change that energy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all respect each other. We're all friends to an extent in the locker room, and we all have good banter. So, I mean, that relationship comes first, and then that gives you the ability to yell at people, hold people accountable in the field. It wasn't even me yelling at people, though. It was just trying to get the energy back in the group, because it just felt like we were lacking it a little bit. And then when the subs came on, water break happened, I think there was a spark, and everyone started flying again. So it was important for all of us just to keep our heads up and keep going.
Last one for me. Ronnie talked about how after the first, maybe half of the first half, maybe more towards the water break, it felt like you guys got pushed deeper and deeper, and you couldn't get out. What did it feel like to you, and how can you change those moments when that's happening?
Yeah, it felt like we were under a bit of pressure, and there are so many moments in games where that happens. It's going to happen to the best teams. So I think for us, it's just important to stay together. That was the biggest thing, and I think we did that. We fought it out and just thugged it out, in my way of saying it. But, yeah, I think that was kind of the biggest changing point from previous games, where we didn't thug it out and we conceded late in the first half. So for me, that was important for us just to stay together. I mean, sometimes it's going to happen when you get pushed back and you have to defend deep in your box. And then just getting the ball to our attacking players and letting them do something with it, I think we need to – that's the only way we can change from there, is staying composed and staying calm and cool.
You know, in today's era of sports and social media teams and digital teams that represent those franchises or programs, they're always looking for rallying cries, if you will. Thug it out, I think, for Atlanta would be – they need to jump on that. I'm not going to lie. They need to jump on that. And Matt Edwards, if he's leading the charge – then so be it. It also looks like Atlanta Unified is leading the charge. They just put one home.
Ike Eisworth off of the set piece.
Yeah.
So recycled play, 1-1.
I thought they should have had a penalty kick a couple minutes prior. They were denied. But thug it out. If that's the way Atlanta United – now, I don't know if that term is really the first thing I think of when I see Atlanta United play, the way they sometimes get punked and sometimes get pushed around. But if that's going to be the rallying cry, I'm all for it. And maybe we see a little bit more of that moving forward. They're going to have to bring a little bit more toughness when they face the Philadelphia Union. We'll get John Nelson's thoughts on that game coming up this weekend on the other side. It is the five. That's coming up before the game. The post game is the full-time report, and we're going to wrap it up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All the action has now completed from Q2 Stadium, and the results identical. Atlanta United and Austin FC, the first teams, come away with a 1-1 draw, as do the unified squads, and kind of in similar fashion.
Late goal,
a little
late
bit.
Goal, yeah.
Early in the second half, goal for Austin puts the unified squad behind, but with one of the final touches heading towards stoppage time, they find the equalizer there, and so they'll take the points, and so will the first team. A little bit of a mirror mode that one.
And shout out to as many as 1,500 folks that were camped out on the 280-character app watching that match tonight, with Maddie and the Hoff on the call on Atlanta United's X account. So shout out to everybody who was making the full immersion experience for Atlanta United and Austin, whether it was unified or first team tonight.
And it's a great thing they do put that out there for fans to be able to watch from home. And even though it was a late night, that got a little bit later because this game was pushed back a little bit. Ultimately, could have been more disappointing and wasn't. And we'll get to Philly in just a moment. But just as we turn the page, some final thoughts here. You use the word, and I think Ronnie Dyla's used the word progress here, and that's how you have to view it. And it was another situation, and similar to Chicago on the weekend, except it obviously a little bit more time and things went a little bit different. But the team continued to fight. And I think that's important. It's the second game they were trailing 1-0 for serious portions of the match, and they continue to fight. And they found the equalizer in Chicago after 40-something minutes, and then gave it up. And tonight they found the equalizer, 38 minutes apart, and that was pretty much all she wrote. So Atlanta United, a 1-1 draw against Austin, and now the goal is to build upon it and to return home in front of the fans, as Ronnie Dyla said, and take care of business against a very good Philadelphia Union team, a Union team that had a very impressive come-from-behind win tonight, and a Union team that, quite frankly, is in the top two right now in the Eastern Conference.
And within the offense that they have found, Ty Baribeau, with the hot start that he had, Philadelphia kind of leveled off when it came to their offense, but still top of the Eastern Conference, had the big win and the big comeback tonight. Yes, it was against Los Angeles Galaxy, but it was still a comeback win. Even though it was in your barn, you were down 2-0. You come back early second half, you get the equalizer, and then at 90+6, Baribeau gets the equalizer off of a Michael Uwe cutback at the back post. And so you know what Philly's going to bring to the table. They're going to want to be physical. They're going to want to boss you around. They're going to want to push you to the edge. They're going to want to try to goad you. They're going to like finger poke you in the sternum and force you to be the one to sit there and flinch. They're going to figure out where the guidelines are when it comes to the man in the middle. How far down the line can we go before someone else has to start coming up with a foul? You've got to answer the bell physically and emotionally coming off of the match tonight. So this is going to be a three-dimensional test for Atlanta United going up against a Philly team that you know what they bring to the table.
And it's also some dimensions that Atlanta United maybe doesn't always excel at. Meeting, and we talked about the thug joke and all that, meeting the team, their opponents, where they are from a physical perspective. Meeting them mentality-wise. Sometimes it's tough for guys to go. I know we heard Mike and Jason saying, I forgot who it was. Maybe it was Jay Fortune, I think. He's going. Who's going with him? There wasn't anyone with him, and that certainly is going to be tested. And then also you get to not just match compression, but match compression in 90-degree weather in a quick turnaround. Who's going to be available for Atlanta United? What sort of considerations does Ronnie Dyla have to give to that? Obviously, Saba was off the bench late. Is that someone we see from the opening whistle? Same thing with Jamal Tiare, who played a role. Well, does that mean Latte Loth comes off the bench? Does that mean Miggy comes off the bench? Maranchuk had to be subbed out late today. And so some interesting decisions we'll certainly hear from. There's also the potential that you get a couple of injured guys back. Brooks Lennon and his hamstring, the adductor
Pedro.
Yeah. And I know he's one that you're definitely looking at as maybe could come back. And if he is back, do you stick with a back line of five? Do you go back to four? A lot of questions to be figured out, and you don't have a lot of time to do it. But I know Ronnie Dyla is going to be working on the plane flight home and certainly getting ready. And like you said, a compliment to the fans who are going to be excited and juiced. And look, it was a point. It doesn't save the season, but it's a slight turn.
A point on the road in Major League Soccer, which is traditionally tough regardless of venue and conditions.
In a game in which you trail.
Yeah.
And so I think we'll take that. Certainly they will take that. Hopefully they enjoy the unified draw as well and have safe travels back here to Atlanta as you get ready for the Philadelphia Union. Special thanks to Garrett Chapman, our producer.
Salute.
Here in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe travels back home. And to you, John Nelson of soccer.
And to you, Abe
down
Gordon.
Here. Well, I was going to get to me. I'm Abe Gordon. Join us again 6:30 on Saturday, May 17th for our next broadcast, as Atlanta United is going to take on the Philadelphia Union. Once again, the final today at Q2 Stadium. Atlanta United 1 and Austin FC 1. That's going to do it for the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.